بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا انتهى أحدكم إلى المجلس فليسلم، فإذا أراد أن يقوم فليسلم، فليست الأولى بحق من الآخرة. There are a few hadith here that talk about a person coming to a gathering or into a crowd of people, then the one that is coming, the one that is arriving, he should make salam. Then he should make salam. Both are important. Salam upon arrival and salam when one leaves. Then in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person stands over a group of people, then he should make salam to them. And if a person needs to leave any gathering, then he must make salam. فقام رجل ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتكلم فلم يصلي. And it so happened Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم just mentioned this teaching, and one person stood up, he didn't make salam while Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was speaking, and he left. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أسرع ما نسي. How quick this person forgot the lesson. I just mentioned now that when you come into the gathering, if you're standing up, you must make salam. If you're leaving, you must make salam. I just said that and he left and he didn't make salam. So this is the etiquette. A person that is coming to a crowd of people or a gathering should make salam. When he's leaving, then he should make salam as well. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one person came and said, Assalamu alaikum, and he sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 10 rewards. Another person came, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the man sat down, he said 20 rewards. Then another person came, he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 30 rewards. Quran al-Majid says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. That when you are greeted with a greeting, then you should reply to the greeting, or you should reply in a better way. For example, if a person said Assalamu alaikum, then reply with Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu in a better way. If he makes the complete salam, then we should reply with the complete salam. And we should also learn how to make salam correctly. This is another important aspect, making salam correctly. You see, in some places up till today, and especially in the past, people would not read the kalima correctly. So the ulama made an effort to teach them how to recite the kalima correctly. La ilaha illallah. Then, ongoing effort to correct the adhan, the words of the adhan. So correcting the words of the adhan, of the kalima, of salam, of Quran al-Majid, this is part of our deen. So we should not distort the teachings of Islam. If Allah Ta'ala has taught us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to make salam with the alif as-salam. We don't say salam. We say as-salamu alaykum. And salams, so all these distortions is not part of Islam. Regularly we find on messages also this S-L-M-Z, S-L-M-S. This is a distortion of salam. Like the ulama corrected us in the past, instead of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people used to write S-A-W. So they say that is wrong, that is incorrect. This isn't part of deen. We should have so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we write it out in full, and there's so many hadith that a person that writes it can get the rewards, continuous rewards for writing it in full. So when it comes to the salam also, so let us make sure that when we're writing, we write the full and complete salam, and also correct the talaffuz, the pronunciation of the salam. Alif in the front, As-salamu. Even the women folk at home, the children, let us correct this. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.